It's the first week of school at a Ventura County College, and the student union is buzzing with activity. While there's a lot of excited new students on the California Lutheran University campus in Thousand Oaks, perhaps no one is looking forward to the experience more than Ben Sikora.
I like to hear.
Ben's experience here as a freshman at CLU is him living a dream. The 21-year-old Westlake Village man has juvenile Batten disease, a rare illness which is causing progressive and incurable neurological impairment. The disease claimed the life of his 24-year-old brother John last year, and Ben has lost his eyesight. Ben's father, Joe Sikora, says it's been a lot for his sons to face.
You know, there's different variations of the disease. So it starts with vision impairment, and then in early teens, usually kids start developing seizures. It involves the whole body. You just have cognitive and motor skill decline until kids usually succumb to it. Early 20s, late 20s.
So the Westlake Village man says they work hard to ensure that the boys, in fact the entire family, makes the most of life.
We've been aware since the diagnosis of this disease that our life is very short and it's going to be very precious. We've always looked at each day as saying, okay, we got today. What are we going to do with it?
Ben wanted to play football, and while that wasn't possible, he's become friends with some pro football players who work out at his gym in Westlake Village, and he helps with the CLU football team.
Ben wanted to play football, you know, even though he couldn't see, and he just said, just hold on to somebody's arm, just show me where to tackle, show me where to run. That couldn't happen, but now he works out with pro football players.
And now Ben is getting a taste of college life thanks to CLU.
Ben has always worked really hard to stay mainstream, if you will, be a part of doing everything that his friends are doing, and despite his disabilities and struggles. And so when he saw his friends going off to college and everything else, he thought it only appropriate that he too go off to college somewhere and have that same college experience.
They've been getting a first week of school experience like any other family, going to things like a welcome lunch for new students and a student reception hosted by the university's president.
I like it. People are nice to me. I don't have friends here.
Bobby Moen, who's a caretaker who's become Ben's friend, says while many people might take something like student orientation for granted, Ben could give us all a little perspective on life.
Things aren't that easy for him, but I mean, he manages to do it, and it's kind of an inspiration.
And Joe Sikora says they've come up with a simple plan to deal with the family's seemingly overwhelming situation. It's treating every single day as a precious resource because they don't know what tomorrow will bring.
Ben always rises and meets every challenge courageously. Ben just likes to be a part of life and live joyfully, and he lives very fully. Yeah, and his brother did the same thing, right, John? But his brother passed away a year ago. We're all sad, but Ben continues to live, and he knows that his brother John is very proud of him.
On this CLU campus in Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.